Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur at the Mishnah that you find on the second line from the top of Daf Yud Zayin. Before we begin the actual text, let us glance at the side where we have our nosei, our topic heading, where we have written Havaosam Usmichosan Shel Hachagiga V'Oilas Horiya B'Yom Tov Atzmo Machloikes Beishame Beisilo. The bringing of and the placing hands on the sacrifices of Yom Tov, the Chagiga and the Oila, the Oilas Horiya, is a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So now the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mevi'in Shlomim V'ein Soim Chanalehem. One is allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov itself. The Shlomim is a type of korban that the owners eat from its meat as well as the portion that's given to the Kohanim. So there is the eating of the meat, hence it needs to be sacrificed, it has to be slaughtered and sacrificed on, and it can be done on Yom Tov itself by virtue of the fact that it is food related, and food malachos are permitted to be done on Yom Tov. However, Beis Shammai says there is no smicha, there's no placing of the hands on the korban. Now, the Ola, the Olas Re'iyah, according to Beis Shammai, is not to be brought on Yom Tov day itself. This is a sacrifice that can be brought on one of the subsequent days. And as far as the Ola is concerned, it's a type of sacrifice that's completely burnt, so that there is no, it's burnt on the altar, so that there is no meat from this korban for the person's consumption. Hence, it's not to be processed, according to Beis Shammai, on Yom Tov. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Mevi'im Shlomim Ve'olos V'Somchen Aleihem. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring both Shlomim and Olos, and Smicha as well can be, is to be done. Atzeres Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. Atzeres is the holiday of Shavuos. Shavuos that falls out on a Friday. Now bear in mind, according to Beis Shammai, the Ola is not offered on the holiday itself. Naturally, after Friday, the Shabbos. Shabbos is also a day on which you would not be able to offer this sacrifice. So Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tvoach Shelo, the slaughtering day of this korban, Achar HaShabbos, is going to be on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tvoach Achar HaShabbos. It doesn't have, it simply doesn't need a Yom Tvoach. It doesn't need a slaughtering day, because Yom Tov itself is suitable for that. Umoidim She'im Chola Lios B'Shabbos. Beis Hillel agrees, however, if Shavuos comes out on a Shabbos, She'yom Tvoach Achar HaShabbos, the slaughtering of the those sacrifices won't supersede Shabbos. So the first time that you'll be able to slaughter them would be on Sunday. We'll see later in the Gemara there's a concept of you make tashlum and make-up days for the holiday of Shavuos, which is essentially a one-day holiday. The Mishnah goes on, Ein Kohen Godol Mislabesh Bekelov, on the in the event that Shavuos comes out on a Shabbos, and you're going to be slaughtering the Shavuos Karbonos on Sunday, so the Kohen Godol outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's not to dress in nice holiday-type clothing. Umutorin behesped ubetainis. And they are allowed on this Yom Tvoach, when Shavuos comes out on a Shabbos, and the Yom Tvoach is going to be on a Sunday, so it is permitted to have eulogies and to fast. In other words, we're trying to make it into as weekday type a day as possible. Shelo l'kayim divrei ha'omer matzeres achar Shabbos, so as to repudiate or to refute those that claimed that the holiday of Shavuos must come out on a Sunday. So here we are sacrificing Shavuos sacrifices on a Sunday, and we don't want the heretics known as the Tzedukim, who had a warped version of how to keep the Torah, and they claimed that Shavuos is always to come out on a Sunday. So in the event that we're processing the Shavuos Korbanos on a Sunday because we had no choice, we nevertheless don't want to create a holiday atmosphere so as to avoid giving any basis or semblance of acceptance to the approach taken by the Tzedukim. As we turn to the Gemara, we glance at the side where we have our Nosei Mivneh heading, the topic headings combined with a structural note. The triangle is featured here, and we also indicate that this marking and topic continues till Daf Yud Ches Omen Aleph. And our note reads, Minayin Latzeres Shiesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. From where do we know that the holiday of Shavuos, regarding its sacrifices, has 7 days available for their being offered? Even though Shavuos is a one-day holiday from the Torah perspective, of course, outside the land of Israel, nowadays 2 days are observed, but we're speaking purely on a Torah level. In the land of Israel, it's a one-day holiday. Nevertheless, you have 7 days available for bringing its sacrifices. Regarding Pesach and Sukkot, which themselves are holidays that last at least 7 days, so the holiday sacrifices obviously can be brought on any of those days. But we're interested right now on, with regard to Shavuos, which we call in the Mishnah is called Atzeres. From where do we know that you have 7 days? Just when glancing the Gemara itself, before we start the actual Gemara, note where the opinions appear. So we have a triangle here with a note with a numbering scheme on the side. Number one, this is Reb Elazar and Reb Hoshaya. If you scroll down or you continue over to Daf Yud Zion Amud Beis, you see at the lower part of the page, 6 lines from the bottom, Debei Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, they bring a Tanaic source for Tashlumin Kol Shiva of Atzeres, and on the second line from the top, we have another triangle where we highlight a third Shita, Reish Lakish by name, where we see the end of the series of triangles. Now we turn to the Gemara. Omer Reb Elazar, Omer Reb Hoshaya, Minayin la'atzeres sheyesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. From where do we know that the holiday of Atzeres, of Shavuos, has 7 days, 7 makeup days, 7 days in which to bring the holiday sacrifices, the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Re'iya? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, B'chag ha-matzos u'b'chag ha-shavuos u'b'chag ha-sukos. So in one pasuk, the three holidays, the three pilgrimage holidays, the three shloshim regolim holidays, these are the three holidays that the Jewish people are commanded to come to Jerusalem and bring their holiday sacrifices. The three holidays are mentioned together. Makish chag ha-shavuos l'chag ha-matzos. In this pasuk, therefore, we compare the holiday of Shavuos to the holiday of Matzos. Matzos is Pesach. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yesh Lo Tashlum in Kol Shiva, just like the holiday of Passover, you have 7 days in which to bring the holiday sacrifices, and here the Gemara is working with that as a given. You have, it's a 7 day holiday, so each one of the days are available for bringing the sacrifice. So that is, we'll say, Pesach is the obvious. It's a 7 day holiday. You can see that in the Psukim of the Torah. It indicates it's a 7 day holiday. We say, therefore, Av Chag HaShavuos Yesh Lo Tashlum in Kol Shiva. So too, the holiday of Shavuos, even though it's a 1 day holiday by way of Malacha restriction, the prohibition of creative activity is limited to 1 day on Shavuos, but when it comes to the sacrificial aspect of Shavuos, it too is compared to, it's compared to Passover, resulting in 7 days for bringing the holiday Korbanos. Notice we have a bracketed section, and this bracketed section takes you to the top line of Omid Beis. After the brackets, the Gemara will ask on Rebbe Lazar, if we glance momentarily, just to keep a flow of the Gemara straight, let's skip to the top line of Omid Beis. We see diamonds. These diamonds will have value when we get into the sugya later on, but note also there's a double underline marking. The double underline that you see at the top line of Omid Beis, Yudzayin Omid Beis, these represent kushyos. You'll see three, as you go down the Omid, three questions on Rebbe Lazar from sources where it seems that you don't have tashlumin of 7 days for Shavuos. So, just to get a flavor of the flow of the sugya, the last point we made was Shavuos too has 7 days in which to bring its sacrifices. We skip now. Top line Omid Beis Tanan. It says in this source, Atzeres Shechalios Erev Shabbos, Shavuos that falls out on a Friday, Beishamai Omrim Yom Tvoach Achar HaShabbos, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tvoach. This, of course, is from our Mishnah. Beis Hillel says that when Shavuos comes out on Friday, focusing on Beis Hillel, he says it doesn't have any other slaughtering days. My love, what does that mean? Ein lo yom tevoach klal. There is no makeup day. You bring it on Friday. Friday is Shavuos, and according to Beis Hillel, you can bring the holiday sacrifices on the holiday itself. And you see in this source, there is no makeup day. So what comes out from here, if you don't bring it on the holiday itself, there's no chance to make it up. That's a question then on Rebbe Lazar, Omar Rebbe Shaya. The Gemara answers, loy. That's not the correct understanding of the Mishnah of Beis Hillel. Rather, she'enot sricha yom tevoach. When Shavuos comes out on Friday, you don't need a makeup day. We'll get back to this in Mirtz Hashem later, but what we tried to demonstrate is Rebbe Lazar said Shavuos has 7 days to make up the sacrifices. We brought a source, our Mishnah, which sounded like it doesn't have a makeup day, and then we answered it has makeup days. All that Beis Hillel was saying is you don't need a makeup day because you can bring it on the first day. If you didn't, though, you do have makeup days. So Rebbe Lazar remains intact. Now, we go back to the bracketed section. We saw in the Gemara that the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Tezayin, compared the three holidays one to the other, and we said we compare Shavuos to Chag HaMatzos to Pesach, which is going to result in 7 days for bringing the sacrifices. Interesting choice, though. We chose to compare Shavuos to Pesach. Could we not have compared Shavuos to Chag HaSukkos? And what would the result have been then? We would have had 8 days in which to bring the holiday sacrifices, just like you have with regard to Sukkos. The Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Makish l'Chag HaSukkos. We're reading in the bracketed section on Omid Aleph. Why not say compare Shavuos to Sukkos. Ma'achakas Sukkos yesh lo tashlumin kol shmoina. Afchakas Shavuos yesh lo tashlumin kol shmoina. Now we dashed underline this so you can contrast this to what we dashed underline a few lines up. A few lines up, we demonstrated that we're trying to show that Shavuos has 7 days for its korbanos. According to this suggestion, you'll have 8 days for bringing the Shavuos korbanos as a result of comparing it to Sukkos. After all, Sukkos appears in the same pasuk together with Shavuos. The Gemara answers, and we call this stage one of the answers, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. The eighth day, we call the eighth day of Sukkos, is really a separate holiday. It's familiar to many of you as the holiday of Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara asks, Amor di Amri Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmohu. When is it that we say it's a separate holiday? Hani Nili Le'inyan Pzar Kshav. These are two abbreviations that represent six separate halachas, which we're not going to get into them right now. But it is true that with regard to the Pzar Kshav halachas, Shmini Atzeres is a separate holiday. One of them, just as one example. When a holiday comes about, we say a bracha of Shechiyonu at the beginning of a holiday. Sukkos, we had said the bracha of Shechiyonu at the beginning of Sukkos. When Shmini Atzeres comes along, we say Shechiyonu again, indicating that the Shechiyonu that we said for Sukkos didn't work, doesn't cover Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so that's one of the six halachas here. So, with regard to these six halachas, it's a separate holiday. Avol le'inyan tashlumin, but regarding the halacha of making up the bringing of holiday sacrifices, tashlumin derishonhu, Shmini Atzeres happens to be a day that if, for example, someone did not bring his Sukkos korbanos on Sukkos proper, namely, the first day of Sukkot, the second day, all these days went by and he didn't bring his sacrifice, he can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Disnan, Mish, as it says in the following source, Mishalo Chug, B'yom Tov HaRishon, Shel Chag, he who didn't bring his Chagigah, his holiday sacrifices on the first day of the holiday, Chogeg es Kol HaRegel, V'yom Tov HaAchron, he has the entire holiday in which to bring it, and the last day as well. So what do we see from here? We see that we should have compared Shavuos to Sukkos. Sukkos has 8 days in which to bring it. So why not have 8 days available for bringing the Shavuos holiday sacrifices? You want to say that Sukkos isn't really 8 days because it's 7 days because the last day is a separate holiday? That's not true, though, with regard to the concept of making up. So why don't we assign 8 days for Shavuos sacrifices? The Gemara answers a very well-known answer that you find in many different topics. Tofasto meruba lo tofasto. Tofasto mu'ot tofasto. If you try to grab a lot, and in this case, 8 days represents a lot relative to 7 days. So if you try to go for a lot, you might not be successful, and then you'll be left with nothing. However, if you attempt to grab a smaller amount, mu'at, a lesser amount, that you'll be able to hold, you'll be able to maintain. This is a concept, and I don't want to get into too much detail, but certainly by way of analogy, you can just imagine if, let's say, you have a number of items that fell on the floor and you're gathering them up in your arms. And if you take one by one, you pick up one item and put it on the table, fine, you'll be able to accumulate them that way. You'll be successful in your efforts. However, if you pick up from the floor lots of the items that fell, a lot of balls got strewn over the floor, and you pick up one ball after the other and you gather them up in your arms, you might have so many that they're all just going to roll out of your arms and you'll be left with nothing. That's what we're trying to illustrate here, that in general, when you're dealing with an unknown, the recommendation is to try to take the lesser amount, and that way you'll maintain something as opposed to trying to derive the greater amount, whereby you might not be successful at all. So that having been said, we understand that Shavuos is more effective, it's more effectively compared to Pesach than to Sukkos. So then why in the Pasuk is Sukkos mentioned? It's there for a reason. It's there being compared to the other holidays. For what purpose? To compare it to the holiday of Pesach. What do we know by Pesach that we're going to then transfer over to Sukkos? Ma chag ha-matzos ta'un lino. Just like Chag HaMatzos, when you bring your sacrifice on Pesach Ton Lino, that means you have to stay over in Jerusalem to the next day. You don't bring your sacrifices in and then run home the same day that you brought the sacrifices. That's Lino. So just like we know by Pesach there is a Lino requirement, Af Chag HaSukkos Ta'un Lino. So too, when you bring your Sukkos sacrifices, you have to stay over till the next day. The Hosam Min Olam. From there, how do you know by Pesach? How do you know this requirement? Dichtiv, the pasuk says, Ufonisa Ba Boiker Ve'Olachto Le'Olecha. And you turn away onto your journey in the morning, and then you go home. Now, the morning, that's Chol HaMoed. It can't be on Yom Tov itself. You can't go home on Yom Tov because there's an Isur of Tumen, an Isur of going beyond the settled area. The Isur Tumen is a topic we mentioned recently in our Shiurim, and hence this is a reference to going home the next day, which is Chol HaMoed, when you don't have any Tum restrictions. So just like on Pesach, the Pasuk says explicitly that you have to stay over, so too when it comes to Sukkos. The day, whatever day you happen to bring your holiday sacrifices, you then go home the next day. As we indicated earlier, but here we're now at the actual point in the text reading, we have a structural note on the side, the Mivneh. And we indicate that the double underline that you see are Kushyos al Rebbe Lozar. These are questions that the Gemara raises against Rebbe Lozar Mimakoros from sources Shelechoyru Melamdin that on first, at face value seem to be teaching the Ein Tashlumin Kol Shiva, that you don't have seven makeup days available for Shavuos. In addition, we also have a diamond marking. Now, structurally, and this is where we hope the brilliance of Gemara markings shines through, where you have, very often in the Gemara, and this is what makes Gemara learning confusing, you have two topics that are taking place simultaneously. So, on the one hand, we're dealing with questions that are focused against Rebbe Lozar. On the other hand, or in addition, we have something else. Now, notice the diamonds and the explanation on the side. We have diamonds 1 and 2. Simun, these are markings, lahavlit shnei mekoros, shebohem beishamay beishilo cholkin beinyin. There are two sources in which you will find a machlokis beishamay beishilo, beinyin hakrovas korbonas hachag beyom tov. In these two sources, they argue about the issue of bringing holiday sacrifices on the holiday itself. Why do they have to appear twice, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, arguing regarding bringing the holiday sacrifices on the holiday? So we say the holiday itself, we're referring, for example, to the first day of the holiday when there are malocha restrictions. Of course, holiday, when else would you bring a holiday sacrifice other than a holiday? But of course, that, when it comes to Beis Shammai, that refers to Chol HaMoed. That's part of the holiday. But it's not a time of malocha restriction with regard to our discussion. So, now the Gemara. And as we go through the Gemara, we're going to point out the structural phenomenon again, because this could be a confusing type sukya. Tanan, on the top line, we see now on the second line a source, Atzeres Shechalios Erev Shabbos. Our Mishnah said that when Atzeres, when Shavuos comes out on Friday, Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Tvoach Achara Shabbos. You don't sacrifice the Ola on the holiday itself, according to Beis Shammai, and you're not going to be able to do it on Shabbos. So your only opportunity will be Achara Shabbos. On Sunday, Yom Tvoach means the day of slaughtering of the sacrifice will be on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ein Lo Yom Tvoach. It doesn't have a slaughtering day other than the actual day, on Friday. My Lav, Ein Lo Yom Tvoach Klal. Is it not, in fact, saying, according to Beis Hillel, that it has no makeup day at all? If you didn't offer it on the holiday, then forget it. You have no makeup, and that would be a kasha on Rebbe Lazar. Loi. That's not the pshat. That's not the explanation of our Mishnah. Rather, she'enot sricha yom tvoach. If the holiday of Shavuos comes out on a Friday, you don't need to have a makeup day, because you can offer it on Friday itself. If you didn't, though, so then you have makeup days, as Rebbe Lazar had said. At this point, we have the brackets. If you skip the bracketed section, you see Toshma. Let's skip momentarily. Toshma. We're at the last narrow line of the Gemara. Mi shelo chog shivas yemei pesach u'shmoinas yemei chag v'yom tov shel atzeres shuv eino chogeg. If you didn't bring your holiday sacrifices on the assigned holidays, you can't. There's no more time to bring it. My love. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. In this source, it says if you didn't bring your sacrifices, and it mentions a number of days, and it says Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Does that not in fact mean that if you didn't bring it on the holiday itself, there is no makeup? Shuvei no Chogeg, it says there is no makeup. Well, that's a strong question on Rebbe Lazar. Loi Yom Tovach. When the source speaks about someone who didn't bring his sacrifice on Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the meaning is you didn't bring it on the makeup day. So that sounds like there's one day. Well, then let's conclude from here that there's only one makeup day. Still not like Rebbe Lazar. He said 7 days. No. Ema Yemei Tvoach. So rather, we should understand the source is saying that one who didn't bring his Shavuos Korban on the makeup days, so after that, he can't make it up. The makeup days, of course, being the 7 makeup days available for Shavuos. So you can see that at that point, we still have preserved Rebbe Lazar, that you do have 7 makeup days. Okay, but now, again, we skip the bracketed section. Let's go back. The way we understand our Mishnah now, after the Gemara's preservation of Rebbe Lazar, is that if you didn't bring your sacrifice on Shavuos, when the Mishnah said Ein Lo Yom Tvoach, it's saying you don't need a Yom Tvoach, because you could have brought it on the holiday itself. If you didn't bring it on the holiday itself, so you have makeup days, but you could have brought it on the holiday itself. Now, what about Beis Shammai? You could not have brought it on the holiday itself. So now let's continue reading in the brackets. A long question note here. So what is the Mishnah teaching according to Beis Hillel? De makrivinon biyomei, that you can bring the holiday sacrifices on the first day, on the holiday itself. Ha ifligu bo chadozimno. This issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the bringing of holiday sacrifices on the holiday itself has been taught elsewhere. Again, I know we might be sounding repetition. When we speak about the holiday itself, we're talking about, in the case of Pesach and Sukkot, the first day, and on Shavuos, of course, it's a one-day holiday. These are days that there is melacha restriction. But when it comes to the sacrifices, Beis Hillel says, bring them. According to Beis Shammai, says you can't bring them. So that's what our Mishnah is saying. But we've seen this elsewhere. Disnan, Beishamai Omrim, Mevien Shlomim, V'ein Somchen Aleihem Avolo Oilois. In our Mishnah itself, it taught this information. Beis Shammai says, you can bring Shlomim, you don't do the smich on them, but you don't bring the Olos. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevien Shlomim, V'olos V'somchen Aleihem. And Beis Hillel says, you can bring both holiday sacrifices and do smich as well. So what is the machlokes Beis Shammai's Hillel in the same Mishnah, at the very beginning of the Mishnah? It regards the issue, can you bring the holiday sacrifices on the holiday itself? So why does our own Mishnah have to be repetitious? Tzricha. We need both parts of the Mishnah. Di Ashmin and Baha, had we taught only the what we have here listed as number two, Baha Koamri Beis Shammai, here Beis Shammai said that you don't bring them on the holiday itself, Mishum de'efshul amochar, because you have the next day in which to bring it. Don't bring it on Shavuos. If Shavuos comes out, let's say, on Wednesday, so bring it tomorrow. You have immediately the next day you can bring it. There's no, because Thursday is a weekday. Avol b'ha, in the case of Shavuos coming out on Friday, when are you going to bring it? You can't bring it on Shabbos. When's the first time you'll bring it? It's 2 days later. So in this case, I would have thought that maybe in this case, you would be able to bring it on Shavuos itself. Now, why is that? Now let's take a look at the Rashi on the third line from the top. Avol b'ha be'atzer shechalios erev Shabbos, when Atzeres comes out on Friday, emo modu lebeis Hillel, maybe Beis Shammai would have conceded to Beis Hillel v'yikrivu b'yomtov and offer it on Shavuos day itself. Toha mochor Shabbos, he, the next day is Shabbos, v'lo karvi, you can't offer it on Shabbos. U'mitoch sh'ata misyoyesh mehen atabo lifshoa shelo takriv amoid. If we insist on your waiting till Sunday, you might forget, you might become lax and not bring them at all. When you push a person off, when you delay things too much, and how many of us unfortunately know this from day-to-day living, that when you push things off too much, you don't get the thing done whatsoever. So in a case like this, I would have thought that Beis Shammai might concede to Beis Hillel that you can offer it on Friday, which is Shavuos. Therefore, it wouldn't have been sufficient to teach what we have in our diamond number two, because I wouldn't have known what Beis Shammai's position is in what we have in diamond number one. V'yashmin b'ho, and had I taught the information that we see in diamond number one, which happens to be the latter part of the Mishnah, b'ho kamri Beis Hillel, mishum d'lo efshar l'mochar. There, it might be that Beis Hillel says offer it on Friday because the next day is not a day that you'll be able to offer it. And we'll use the logic that we just finished in the Rashi. Avol b'ho, where the next day is a weekday, where Shavuos comes out in the middle of the week, and the next day is a mere weekday. Emo modu lebeis Shammai. Maybe Beis Hillel would concede to Beis Shammai, don't bring it on now, they wait till tomorrow. Sricha, therefore, in addition to teaching what we have as diamond number two, we have to teach diamond number one to make it clear that Beis Hillel, under all circumstances, says that you can bring the holiday sacrifices on the holiday itself. And there's no need to wait till the next day. Now we go back to the topic of 7 days. Are there 7 days of Tashlumin for Shavuos? Toshma, mi shelo. I just want to point out, by the way, for anyone who is not a veteran of Gemara markings, without the markings, when you read this Gemara Toshma, you might have thought that this is an attempt of the Gemara to deal with the issue of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding offering of sacrifices on the holiday itself, but that's absolutely not the case. The Toshma is a throwback to the information before the brackets. Are there 7 days, Rabbi Elazar's halacha, are there 7 makeup days for Shavuos? So we now bring a Tanaic source to try to settle that matter. Here we're going to be challenging Rabbi Elazar. Mi shelo chog shivas yemei ha-pesach u'shmoines yemei ha-chag. Someone who didn't bring the sacrifices on the 7 days of Pesach or on one of the 8 days of Sukkot, the Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, or on the holiday of Shavuos, Shuv Eino Chogeg. He has no more opportunity for bringing it. My Lav Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. In reading this source, as the text seems to indicate, if he didn't bring it on the holiday of Shavuos, he has no more occasion to bring it. He has no makeup time. That would be a kashan, Rebbe Elazar. Lo, that's not the understanding. What it's saying, when it says v'yom tov, it really means yom tovoach. Now, I'm not sure if it's just a coincidence that when you see v'yom tov, it's really, it could serve as an abbreviation of v'yom tovoach shel atzeres. I don't know if that's the intention, but whatever the case is, when it says v'yom tov shel atzeres, the references to the makeup day of Shavuos, that he who didn't bring his holiday sacrifice on the makeup day of Shavuos, so he has no further occasion. Well, Ihachi, if that's how you're going to read the source, Nifshot Mina Dechad Yom Tov, so let us conclude that there's only one makeup day. That's still a problem for Rebbe Elazar. Granted, there's a makeup day, but Rebbe Elazar said there are 7 makeup days. Emo Yemei Tov, that he who didn't bring his Shavuos sacrifice on any of the assigned makeup days, so he can no longer bring it. But there are makeup days, so Rebbe Elazar remains intact. We try a third occasion. Ta Shema. Detoni Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel presents a Tanaic source. Omra Torah. Menei means count. Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Count 30 days, and then proclaim as holy 1 day. This is a reference to then proclaim the new month, and that is done through the bringing of the Musaf sacrifices. So when it says Kadesh Chodesh, Rashi says it's a reference to the bringing of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh sacrifice. Menei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. Count the requisite number of days. In fact, it's a function of counting 50 days from Pesach till Shavuos, and then consecrate the day with the bringing of Shavuos Korbonos. Ma Chodesh Limunuyov, just like a month is counted through its subunit, a month is made of days. So just like a chodesh is sanctified on one of its units of counting, afatzeres lemnuyeha, so too the holiday of Shavuos is sanctified or consecrated through the bringing of sacrifices through its unit of counting. My lav, is it not so that gomar may chodesh, that we learn Shavuos from a month example, ma chodesh yom echad, just like when it comes to months, one of the days is consecrated as a holy day, quasi holy day, through the bringing of sacrifices. Afatzeres yom echad, so too, the holiday of Shavuos is 1 day. For our purposes, this is what needs to be emphasized, that which we dashed underline, that you have 1 day in which to bring the Shavuos sacrifices. Just like when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh sacrifice, you have 1 day in which to bring it, so too, by way of comparison, Shavuos also you have 1 day in which to bring it, and that is a problem for Rebbe Elazar. The Gemara responds, and this response takes a few lines. Omar Rava, V'tisbara. Well, Rafa says, and you explain yourself. In other words, this is a response to the question. Atu atzeres yoimi moninon shvui lo moninon. When we speak about the holiday of Shavuos, is it a function of counting days and not weeks? When we count from Pesach to Shavuos, maybe you're familiar with the halach of Sfiras HaOmer. That practice, that mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, involves counting. Do we count only days and we don't count weeks? V'omar Abaye, mitzvah limimni yoimi. There's a mitzvah to count days, and on the next line you see u'mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah of counting weeks. So let's go over this again. Mitzvah l'mimni yomi. There's a mitzvah in counting days. D'chtiv tisperu chamishim yom. That's what the Torah says. U'mitzvah l'mimni shvui. There's a mitzvah in counting weeks as well. D'chtiv shiva shavuos tisporloch. So you see that, as far as the idea of counting units, which one of them will then be sanctified with respect to sacrificial offering, when you speak about Shavuos, the unit of counting happens to include weeks as well. And furthermore, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, the name of the holiday is the holiday of weeks. So, you see, through Rava's response, that to suggest that Atzeres is limited to one day, that is untenable. Atzeres has, as its unit of counting, we count from Pesach to Shavuos, we also count weeks. And the counting, the unit of counting, is also that time period or time span in which we bring the holiday sacrifice. So we see from here that Shavuos, in fact, has 7 days available. We continue in the Gemara with the triangle number 2. What did we say before the triangles represented? These are sources for the 7 days, the Shivyamei Tashlumen for Atzeres. The Bei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they have the following source that was stated. Omar Kra, the Pasuk by the holiday of Shavuos, mentions Ukrosem Uvekutzrechem. These are words that are found in the context of the holiday of Shavuos. Ezu chag shato kore v'kotzer bo. Heve omer ze chag atzeres. What is the holiday in which kore means you proclaim it as a holy day, mikro kodesh, and there is also harvesting? It's a holiday at the time of harvesting. So that's the holiday of Shavuos. Amos, the source is talking about a chag in which you kore and kotzer. When exactly is that going to take place? Ilemo b'yom tov. If you are to think that it means on the holiday itself, literally on the holiday itself, ktsira b'yom tov mishari, is it permissible to harvest on the holiday? Harvesting is a prohibited melacha. It's not allowed to be done on the holiday. Elo lav litashlumin. Rather, it's a reference to the makeup days. Rashi says 3 lines from the end. Elo litashlumin liachar yom tov koy. It's speaking after the holiday. V'kore oison mikro kodesh. And it, they are referred to those days after Adar called mikro kodesh liinyan tashlumin, regarding the makeup period, umutorin bimalocha, and those are days that are permitted in doing constructive activity. So now we have seen a second source for makeup days. Even though we had number one, we need source number two as well. Had I had just the source number one, havi amina, I would have thought ma tashlumen shel chag hamatzos osir ba'asiyas melacha, just like the tashlumen days of Pesach. What are the tashlumen days of Pesach? Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed happens to be, maybe some people don't know this, but those are days where there is melacha restriction. Not all melacha, but there are melachas that one must desist from when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So just like the Tashlumen days of Pesach happen to be Isur Melacha days, Av Tashlume Atzeres Nami Osur Vasias Melacha. I might have thought that the makeup days for Shavuos, those are the days that immediately succeed the holiday itself, that they too are forbidden in Melacha. Chomash Malon, the Rebbe Elozer ben Yaakov. Therefore, I need the source of Rebbe Elozer ben Yaakov to tell me that the makeup days of Shavuos are not Osur b'melacha, as we saw in the source that he cited, Kotzer, you're allowed to harvest during those days. They're makeup days for the bringing of the holiday sacrifices, but they're not restricted in melacha. Had I had source number two, Loi Yodana, we're at the top of Yudches Omer Aleph. Had I had just source number two, so Lo Yodana, I would not have known. Kama, how many makeup days are there? When we read source number two, there was no indication of how many makeup days there were. Komash Malom, de Rabbi Lozer, Amar Rabbi Shaya. Therefore, I need source number one to tell me that there are seven makeup days. For a Shlokish Omar, this is already triangle number three, second line from the top of Daf Yudches, a third source for Yemei Tashlumen of Shavuos. Omar V'chag HaKotzir. This is a pasuk referring to the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of the harvest. Ezu Chag She'ato Chogeg V'Kotzer Bo. Which holiday is it that you observe, that you celebrate, and harvest during it? Heve Omer Ze Atzeres. That is a reference to Shavuos. That's the time of year, the season of the year in which harvesting takes place. Amos, so when exactly is this? In Leimo B'Yom Tov, if this harvesting is on Yom Tov day proper, Katsira B'Yom Tov Mishori, is harvesting something allowed on Yom Tov? Elo Lav L'Tashlumen. Rather, V'chag HaKotzir must be a reference to the makeup days. So Reish Lakish wants us to believe that here we have another, we have a source from here that there are Yemei Tashlumen. However, the Gemara is not happy with this, and there is a long dechia, a long rejection of this source. Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, he responds to Reish Lakish's suggestion and says, Elo Me'ato Chaka Osif. The Pasuk also makes reference to that, the holiday of the ingathering of harvest. What is the holiday in which Asifa takes place? Heve Omer Ze Chag HaSukkos. That's a reference to the Sukkos holiday. Amos, when exactly is this? This ingathering vis-a-vis the holiday. If you are to think that it's on Yom Tov itself, Melocha B'Yom Tov Mishori, is Melocha allowed to be done on Yom Tov itself? Ela rather, so then what other option do you have? You have the intermediate days of the holiday, the Chol HaMoed days. Cholo Shomoed Mishori, but is Melacha like that allowed during Chol HaMoed? The ingathering of crops involves Melachas, without getting into the details of what those Melachas are, but there are Melachas involved. So is Chol HaMoed available for that? No. Elo, so what does the pasuk mean when it says v'chag haKotzir? Elo chag habo bisman asifa. All the Torah is telling us is that it is the holiday that comes at that time of year when asifa is done. It's a seasonal description. Hachanami, so too with the pasuk of v'chag haKotzir, chag habo bisman kitzira. It's a reference to a holiday that comes at the time of Ketzira. Not like Reish Lakish wanted us to believe that the Shavuos Korbanos are brought at the time that you are doing the actual act of Ketzirah, which would have us believe that this is the time after the holiday itself, the next day, the weekdays that follow. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says that's not the purpose of the Pasuk. The purpose Pasuk is simply describing holidays that come during that time of year when these malachas, the Ketzirah or Asifa, are done. But the Pasuk is not describing specifically that during those days you are bringing the holiday sacrifices in the makeup sense of the matter. In the last piece of Gemara, you saw, however, that you saw Rabbi Yochanan say emphatically that intermediate days, the Chol Hamoed days, are not days of Malacha. And you didn't see Reish Lakish objecting to that whatsoever either. So the Gemara points out that Michlal de Travayu Sfira Lehu de Cholos Shemayit also Basias Malacha. That both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are of the opinion that Chol Hamoed is prohibited, is restricted from Malacha activities. Let me emphasize, though, when we speak about Chol Hamoed being restricted in Malacha activities, it's not to the same degree that the holiday itself is restricted. But what is important to note that there are malacha restrictions, and both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree with that. The next piece of Gemara, as the Gemara goes on, it seeks out sources for this makoros that indicate an isur malacha on Chol Hamoed. Mirtzah Hashem, in our next shiur, so we will continue with this particular topic. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.